55BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, woman, tell me what he's been to you.
Hi. This is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, mighty men, mighty women of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Hey, once again, what an honor, what a privilege it is to gather myself together with all of you under the sound of my voice, and let's go into the presence of the Lord. Go past the gates of thanksgiving. Go through the gates of thanksgiving. Go through the courts of praise. Go through the Bible study, the church service, the radio broadcast, the prayer line, the prayer meetings, the seminars. Go through all of this, all the way into the very presence of the Most High God. Hallelujah. What an honor and what a privilege. Hey, listen, if you tune into this radio broadcast, you know, sometimes I invite people, you know, to listen to our radio broadcast, and it's really not an invitation to listen to our radio broadcast. In reality, it's an invitation to enter into the presence of the Lord, an invitation from God signifying that we can come into the presence of the Most High God. You know, signifying that, and to come on this radio broadcast and let every last one of you know that God has pointed unto every last one of us because of his love for us and his desire for us and his care for us, and he loves us so much, he appointed unto all of us, especially the church, you know, especially all of us who are believers. And not only that, but the invitation is extended to everybody to come on into the presence of the Most High God. The things that separated us from his presence, our disobedience, our sin, death, everything that separated us from the presence of the Lord, God has taken care of, took care of himself in the person of his Son, making the way possible, making the way available to all of us and whosoever can come forward to the, and watch, and come boldly to the throne of God's grace and obtain a gift. Come with all the way to the throne of God's grace. Come all the way to the throne of God's grace, all the way man into his very presence and obtain mercy and find grace to help you every time you need it, or any time you need it, or whatever you need it for, to get you to your God-given purpose and destiny. You know what your God-given purpose and destiny is? To dwell in the house of the Lord, to dwell in his presence, to feast at his table forever. Say that again. To commune with him, to fellowship with him, to be with him, to be in him, to be where he is, to be, hallelujah, feasting at his table, dwelling in his presence, forever and ever and ever and ever. Boy, that's the invitation, man. And God has summoned us and given us and called us to. Not just, you know, to tune in to our radio broadcast and join us in our Bible studies or in our church service, but let's go all the way past that or through that, not past that, through, not around that, not without that, but through that, all the way into the literal presence of the Most High God. And obtain something. Come get what you need. Everything that pertains to life and godliness. You know where that's at? You know where you get that at? You get that from the presence of the Most High God. Listen, in that place right there, boy, there ain't nothing impossible. In that place right there, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. In that place right there, boy, by his stripes, we are healed. In that place right there, boy, every need is supplied. In that place right there, boy, is a perfect law of liberty. Boy, you ain't bound to nothing. You ain't bound to habits, disease, sickness, poverty, life, none of that. You're free. In that place right there is joy forevermore. I ain't talking about happiness. Happiness depends on happenings. And you know, all of us know sometimes the happenings are not favorable to bring about happiness. But I'm talking about something that supersedes happiness. I'm talking about joy. What? The joy of the Lord. Where that joy come from? The Bible says in his presence is fullness of joy. Glory to God. Well, in his presence is fullness of joy. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, that's what the Bible is all about. That's the message of the Bible. What's the message of the Bible? Let's make man in our image and our likeness and let them have dominion over all the earth. Let them be fruitful, productive. Let them multiply. Let them, man, I'm talking about reproduce. Yeah, and they productivity. Multiplied. But what? Be fruitful, multiply, replenish. That means distribute it. Hallelujah. And subdue the earth. That means, boy, control it. What? The earth for him. How you going to do that, Arthur, boy? And through him. Who? Through him. How you going to do that through us? By the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That's the purpose for that. That's one of the purposes for the Holy Ghost. What's that, man? They call it a bus sometimes. So that we might have a divine connection between God and man and between heaven and earth. That's the message of the Bible. First John says this, that which we have seen and that which we have handled and that which we have touched and have of the word of life, that's what we declare unto you. What? Why? So that you too can have fellowship with us. Can have what? Fellowship with us. Communion with us. And our truth, our fellowship is with the Father, with his Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost. Corinthians says this here, you know, hey, I think it's in the last chapter of the first book of Corinthians, and around the last verses. It says this, it is the love of the Father, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit. What's that? The love of the Father, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship and communion of the Holy Ghost. What's that, boy? That boy, through the Holy Ghost, boy, we can commune and fellowship, boy, with the Most High God, our Creator, our Father in heaven. Listen to this. Sometimes, especially in America, we take sometimes we take for granted. Listen, boy, God would tell us, man, come on, come home. Be like the prodigal son. Come to your senses. And do what? Come home. Where is home, man? The presence of the Lord. That's home. And what do you say? Come on home. That's what the prodigal son did. The prodigal son came to himself. He said, listen, I've been out here in this, I've been living in this world since, and man, I didn't declare independence from my father, from my source, from my sustainer. And without him, boy, I've come to realize that I can't do nothing. That life is meaningless, meaningless, meaningless. Boy, without God, man, plan and will and destiny for my life being accomplished. And boy, he found himself, man, in the pig's pen, eating the pig's food. And the Bible said he came to himself. He said, even the servants in my father's house. Well, even the servants in my father's house knowing better than this. You see, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to bend, get up, and I'm going to go home, and I'm going to tell my father, Father, I'm no more worthy to be called your son. But just make me like one of your servants. Just let me be a slave. Just let me, man, you know. Man, God ran out to meet him, man, and wrapped his arms around him, man, and said, man, kill the fatted calf. That's the best one. Bring, man, that ring of authority that's on the table that was here that he let, bring that. And bring the robe of righteousness. And bring the shoes shod with the good news where he can walk in his authority. What? Yeah. For this my son has come home. Glory to God. Boy, that's what God wants more than anything, boy, is for his prodigal sons to come home. It's all right for his prodigal sons to have good church, have good Bible study, have good, but you don't want to do that out in the pig's pen. And you don't want to, and you don't want to do that separated from your source and sustainer. You want to come home and worship him. You want to come home and serve him. You want to come home and be with him and be around him and be in his presence. You want to come home and talk and commune and fellowship with him. Where are you going to do that at? Not out there in the world. You got to come home. And boy, that's what God is pointing unto every last one of us, that golden scepter of righteousness, telling you and I, baby, that we can come home. And boy, he looked. Even while we were a long ways off, even before we made a decision to come home, the Bible says, Lord, he saw us come. And baby, he'll run out to meet you. When you come home, when you come on into his presence, man, listen, I'm talking about why he say come boldly. You ain't got to be feeling unworthy and saying, oh, let me be a servant or a slave. You know, baby, you come, man, and get your rightful place back. Come get your robe of righteousness back. Come get your ring of authority back. Hallelujah. Come get your name back. Come get your sovereignty and your dominion and your raw power back. Come get your peace back. Come get your joy back. Come get your health back. Come get your need met. Come in and eat from the fatted calf instead of the pig's pen. Come on back. Boy, that's the golden scepter of righteousness. That's the invitation that God has pointed unto every last one of you under the sound of my voice. Yeah. Hey, you can be like the prodigal son. Got a lot of Christians, man, just like the prodigal son. They worshiping from afar. What you mean worshiping afar? Like God is lived in heaven somewhere where we can't be reached and we waited down here on the earth where we're separated from God. No, no, no. For Jesus say the kingdom of heaven is at your hands. What at your hands mean? It's within your reach. It has arrived. It's here on earth again. What? The kingdom of heaven. Why is that so important that he said that? Because where is our Father? What Jesus taught us to pray, our Father, which is not on earth, which art in heaven. Hey, Lord. Where is our Father? In heaven. What the invitation to us is, come on home. Listen, that's where you originated at. Philippians, man, chapter 3 say our citizenship is in heaven. We come from heaven. We come from heaven. We come from God. Our Father, which what? Which is in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Hallelujah. Glory and honor and praise to you and your word and what you say, because you're not a man that you should lie. If you said it, you're going to do it. If you spoke it, you're going to bring it to pass. Hallelujah. Ain't no word of God, your mouth going to return to you. Boy, you are reigning king. And boy, what you say, go. And what do you say, man? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Watch this. Let your kingdom, who kingdom? Your kingdom. What kingdom is his kingdom? That's the kingdom of hell. That's his kingdom. That's his territory. That's where he ruled. That's where he reigned. That's where he is. And what Jesus say, boy, in the praise? Let your kingdom come, and let your will be done. Where? On earth, just like it is in heaven. Hallelujah. 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 What are you saying, boy? Hey, come on, man, listen. What's the message today, boy? Listen, the message of the Bible is come on home. The message of the Bible is God established a home for you. We call it the Garden of Eden. David in Psalm 91 called it the secret place of the Most High God. Abraham called it the Promised Land. Noah called it, boy, the Ark of Safety. Adam and Eve called it, boy, the Garden of Eden. And Jesus and me, we call it, boy, the Kingdom of Heaven. And what's the invitation, man? Hey, Lord, come to yourself like the prodigal son did and come on home. Come on back what? Into the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. What's the kingdom of God? What God is doing. And not only what God is doing, but his way of doing what he's doing, the way he's doing what he do. Hallelujah. That's the kingdom of God. What is that? The governing influence of the Most High God, Lord, over territory, impacting it with his will, his desire, his intent, his purpose, producing a community of citizens, glory to God, as us. Citizens, man, what? Not just of the earth, but citizens of the kingdom, producing a community of citizen man for establishing his culture, his nature, his lifestyle, of what? Of him and his territory. What his territory is? Our Father with joy in hell, establishing that culture, that nature, that influence, that lifestyle in our lives here on earth. Well, that's the message of the Bible. Right. So it might be on earth, just like it is in heaven. I don't know what you're doing, and I don't know what your church is doing. I don't know what the Muslim doing, and the Hindus doing, and the Buddhists is doing, and the Christians is doing, and the Scientologists is doing, and everything else. And when I say all them different names, I want to always make this clear. I'm not talking about the people. I'm talking about the Christian religion. I'm talking about the Muslim religion. I'm talking about the Buddhists and the Hindu and the Scientologists. I'm talking about the religion. Not the people, the religion. Hallelujah. I ain't talking about no religion, boy. I'm talking about, man, a fellowship. I'm talking about a relationship. I'm talking about, man, communing, walking and talking, man, with the Most High God, your creator, your father, your source, your sustainer, all the days of your life, dwelling in his presence and feasting at his table. That's why you always hear me say, man, let's go past the gates of Thanksgiving all the way into the presence of the Lord and eat from the king's table. And then the Bible say, boy, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who gave a great banquet to his son. And boy, he told his servant to go in and invite everybody. Go and invite people to come in, man. And they went and invited people, man. They say, you still ain't fear. He said, go out into the highways and the byways. The Bible say he came to his own for you. He invited his own. That's why I told you, there's a lot of Christians, man. They saved and everything else. but they ain't entered into the kingdom. I ain't saying they ain't in the kingdom. They ain't exploring all the benefits of the kingdom. That's what the word enter means. It don't mean like going, coming into something. It means coming into it and exploring all the benefits of it. Well, you say, man, hey, Lord. Hey, I say there's a lot of them, man, they say, but they're just like the children of Israel. They wandering around in the wilderness. When all the time, the promised land, hallelujah, that secret place of the Most High God, the ark of safety where everything is all right, the Garden of Eden, the kingdom of heaven, was right across the Jordan River. And they camped right there at the border. They camped right there at the border. They came all the way out of bondage and the slavery of Satan, his world system, the devil, his world system, Satan and Pharaoh and his old army and his country. Come out of Egypt. Come out of bondage. All the way, man, up to the place, man, where God, man, had promised to bring them out of bondage to what? The promised land. The kingdom of heaven. Back to that place that God had promised for them as an inheritance to their father Abraham. That same place that God promised Adam and Eve, man, when they got put out of the Garden of Eden. He said, I promise you something, brother. I ain't going to trust this to nobody else, but I'm going to come myself in the person of the seed of that woman. Hallelujah. And boy, I'm going to destroy the works of the devil. And I'm going to restore you back to this Garden of Eden that you must depart from right now. I'm going to restore you back to my presence. I'm going to restore you back to my sovereignty. I'm going to restore you back to your dominion and your power and your control and your influence over the territory that I gave you. I'm going to restore you back to your original position and place in me. I'm going to restore you back to your original purpose and destiny that I set for your life. What was his original purpose and destiny that he set for our life? That we be in his image? Image don't mean to look like. It means the same character and the same nature as God. And I'm going to restore you back to that image that you lost, trying to know who you really are, where you really come from, why you really here, the potential that we have on the inside of us, and where we going to really end up at. Hello. I come forward to bring you back to death. I promise you something, Lord. Hey, Lord. That I'm going to come in and redeem your life from this destruction. I'm going to purchase you back. Hallelujah. The word redeem means to own something. Redeem means to own again. We were first healed, and then we got, boy, separated from him. And Adam disobedient, and he lost his family. He lost his governing influence on his territory that he created for us, called the earth. Why? Because he gave that governing influence over this territory to us. And he gave us the Holy Spirit. That's the connection, the ability to commune with him, to fellowship with him, to be in unbroken fellowship and communion and relationship with the Most High God. Well, all that Adam lost. All of that Adam forfeited. All of that Adam gave up. All of that Adam declared independence, man. Adam said, I can make it on my own. Just like the prodigal son. Give me my inheritance and I'm going to go on my own. I'm going to declare independence from my father. And boy, we know what happened when the prodigal son declared independence from his father. Instead of living like royalty in the kingdom life, he found himself living like a mere man, a mere woman. In fact, he found himself living like a... Eating from the pig's pen. Hello. Well, that's what declaring independence from God. That was separation from God will result in. Same way with Adam and Eve, boy, and mankind. After they got separated from God, boy, down through time, man, about 1600 years, according to Bible chronology, boy, after the fall of man, boy, repenting God that he had made man. Mankind was so evil till God had to wipe mankind off the face of the earth. That's the flood. That's the result of man declaring independence from God. That's the end result of man don't come back, man, to his rightful place in God. If man don't come home, that's the end result of man's separation from God. What? Death. not only spiritual death, separation from God, but physical death too. All of them drowned. Dear Lord. How come, Arthur? Because, boy, they were separated from God. They wasn't communing with God. They wasn't feasting at the king's table. They were just eating from the pig's pen. And, man, the Bible tells us what happened. You know what happened. The Bible says, repenting God, that he made man. So God sent a great flood. And, man, I'm talking about, man, everything died. Except for Noah and his family. But, boy, therefore, by grace are we saved. Through faith, the Bible says, Adam, Noah was a righteous man. It's by grace that we are saved. Through faith. And then Noah was a righteous man. It's by grace that we are saved. Through faith. And that's not of ourselves. That's a gift from God. God gonna always have a witness. God's word gonna always stand. And even though God had to wipe mankind off the face of this earth, yet God promises it, yes and amen. God said, let mankind have dominion over the earth. Not let's wipe them off the face of the earth. So boy, Noah found grace. Glory to God. That's faith. That's God's willingness, boy, to carry out his assignment and his purpose and his plan and his destiny for mankind's life in spite of his weaknesses, in spite of his inabilities, in spite of our shortcomings, our faults and our mistakes, man. Hey, listen, boy, God's still, boy, on his throne, and he's still listening, man. And he's still here to cry, man, up those. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. All you got to do is call. All you got to do like the prodigal son did. Come to your senses. Come to yourself. And say, man, I'm going home. And when you call upon the name of the Lord, Father, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, and your will be done in my life here on earth, just like it is in heaven. Now give me everything that I need, my daily basis, my daily bread, to accomplish that. Hallelujah. Where did he call upon the name of the Lord? Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, it didn't say could be, may be, might be. It said whosoever call upon the name of the Lord. That's what the word says. And the word can't lie. Heaven and earth going to pass away, but the word of the Lord going to abide forever. And the Lord's word says, whosoever, that's anybody, that's you, that's me, that's our family, that's our children, that's our loved ones, that's our community, that's our neighbor, that's our towns, our cities, our states, our country, the world, whosoever, call upon the name of the Lord, boy, shall be saved. You think if you ask God to redeem your life from this destruction that Adam sold us into, you think he'll say no? You think if you ask God, boy, to heal us of all our diseases, you think he'll say no? If you ask God, boy, to supply all your needs, man, you think he say no? You think if you ask God to deliver you from this bed of affliction or whatever you might need to deliver us from, do you think he say no? I promise you, man, his promises are yes and amen. Hallelujah. He's not slack concerning his promises. I told you, if he said it, he's going to do it. If he spoke it, he got to come to pass. And through those promises, the Bible says in the book of Peter, we partake of his divine nature and escape the corruption that's in this world. What are you talking about? All I'm giving you, boy, what the king said. That's what the kingdom of God is. That's what Jesus preached. He was just preaching, man, what his father said. Not what his father said, man, through the prophet. That's why, man, they call him a prophet. You know, the prophet spoke for God. Jesus Christ is God. Hallelujah. He is the word of God. He wasn't speaking for God. He was speaking, that was God speaking himself. Hallelujah. And what did he say? Come, all you with heavy laden, come unto me, man, and find rest for your soul. My yoke easy, my burden light. I'm the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life. What? Back into, boy, your original place and your original assignment and your original mandate that God, man, purpose for your life. What was that again, Arthur? That it might be in our life here on earth, just like it is in him. Hallelujah. That we might live our life here on earth, in heaven on earth. And God set that up. Well, say that again, Arthur. That we can live our lives here on earth, in heaven on earth. what God's will is, that it be in our territory just like it is in his territory. What do you say, boy, in the prayer? Lord, let your kingdom come. What's his kingdom? Heaven. And what do you pray? What did the Bible tell you to pray? Lord, save us, Lord, and help us through this life so that when we die, Lord, we can go up to heaven and be with you forever and ever. That ain't what the Bible says. The Bible says, Lord, let your kingdom come to us. Instead of getting us to your kingdom, instead of getting us to heaven and live forever up there in your territory, Lord, let your territory, heaven, come to us. Let your will be done to us on earth, just like it is in heaven. Let it be in our territory, just like it is in your territory. Hallelujah. What you praying now? You praying, boy, the perfect will of God. Not the permissive will of God. The perfect will of God. See, there's two wills of God. There's two testaments. The Bible called the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament is the permissive will of God, what God had to permit to happen and allow to happen. Because he couldn't come into this earth and usurp authority and dominion over mankind, over spirits that have physical bodies. Why? Because he'll be violating his word. He said, let them. When he created mankind, Adam and Eve, he said, let them have dominion over the earth. In fact, he gave the rulership and the kingship and the authority and the dominion of the territory he gave to us called earth. He gave that to us. So he can't come into this earth to start usurping authority and dominion over us. Only way he can come into this earth and usurp authority and have dominion and authority in this earth is through us. That's why prayer is so important. That gives God the legal right and the legal permission to interfere in the affairs of our lives here on earth. That's what prayer is. Well, but then when you give God his word back, that's what you got to pray, the word of God. And when you give God his word back, he got to watch over his word to perform it, man. It can't return to him void. He got to accomplish what he said. That's why we got to learn how to pray. How you pray, y'all? You got to pray the word of God. You got to tell God what he said. You got to say what God said. And be not deceived, man. God not mocked. Whatsoever man say, that's what he going to have. It don't matter, boy. Listen, if you plant apple seeds, you ain't going to get no oranges. You ain't going to get no bananas. If you plant apple seeds, you're going to get apples. If you plant man orange seeds, you're going to get orange. If you plant rose bush, you're going to get rose bush. If you plant pecan seeds, you're going to get pecan. Be not deceived. God not mocked. Whatsoever man's seed or man sow, that's what he's going to reap. Whatsoever man say, that's what he's going to have. The Bible says when you pray, believe that you receive. The reason why a lot of our prayer is not manifested in our lives is because we pray. Like I say, you ask God to help you, to heal you, to save you, to say your loved ones. You think he say no? Boy, he sent the answer immediately, just like with Daniel. But boy, you got some principalities and powers and rules of darkness and wicked spirits, man. The devil and his angels, man, try to intercept your answer. And this is how they're able to intercept your answer. Because it ain't what you pray. The Bible says, whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, believe that you receive it, and you shall have it. So in other words, that's what I tell you. Man, if you ask God to save you, he ain't going to say no. All you got to do now is believe that you receive it. If you ask God to heal you, he ain't going to say no. All we got to do is believe that we receive it. And then after we believe that we receive it, now that will give you the answer of sin. But just because the answer of sin, that don't mean that you're going to receive the answer. It's just sin. The way you receive it is what you get up saying after you pray. Because the Bible goes on to say in that same passage of scripture, now whosoever shall say to the mountain, to the problem, to the sickness, to the lost loved ones, whosoever shall say to the circumstance, situation, and symptom, whosoever shall say to the devil and all his demon, ho, whosoever shall say, whatever you say, whosoever shall say to the mountain, be thou removed and plucked up and cast into the sea. And do not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things that he say shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he say. Say, listen, when you pray, that will get the answer sent. But whether you receive it or not, it determines on what you get up saying after you pray. I need to say that one more time. Listen, when you pray, God send the answer, just like with Daniel. But you get up saying just the opposite. you ask God to heal you, and then you get up saying, my high blood pressure, my sugar diabetes, I'm this, I'm dead, I got cancer. The doctors say this. You get up saying everything that everybody else say, the body say, the doctors say, people say, circumstance say, situation say, and symptoms say. You get up saying that, and that negates your prayer. So you got to get up and say to the mountain, what? Be there, removed, and plucked up, and cast into the sea. You got to dig up all the more negative seeds, man, what you've been saying, man, and you got to plant some different seeds. You got to say to the mountain, be there, removed, and plucked up, and cast into the sea. You got to say to the sickness and disease, by its stripes, I'm healed. You got to say to your lost loved one, boy, that boy, by grace are we saved through faith, and that's not of ourselves. It's a gift from God. You got to say to the circumstances and the situation. You got to say to the political world, boy. You got to say to the economic world. You got to say to the social world. You got to say to every world. You got to go into every world and do what, boy? And preach the kingdom of God and decree and declare the kingdom of God and God's way of doing things and what God say about the circumstance situation, boy. Somebody say, what do you say? I say, boy, be not deceived. The Lord is not mocked. He's a man of his word. Boy, if he said it, he's going to do it. And if he spoke it, he's going to bring it to pass. And boy, what you say, that's what you're going to do. That's what you're going to have. That's what you're going to bring to pass. What you say. So after you believe that you're here, and then you get up saying, man, I got high blood pressure. I got sugar diabetes. The doctor say this and the doctor say that. Then that's what you're going to have. But if you get up saying, boy, by a stripes, I'm healed. How long, Arthur? Forever. It become a way of life. You don't say nothing else, man. You don't say what the circumstance situation is going to say. You don't line your words up with the giants and the problems in the mountains. You don't line your words up with that. You line your words up, boy, with the Most High God, what he say. That's why 1 John say, that which we have seen, which we have heard, which we have handled, which we have touched, what? The word of life, glory to God. We saw it, we touched it, we heard it, we seen it in demonstration and in power. That's what we declare unto you, what the king said. Who the king? What Jesus said. The Bible said, Matthew, you have heard that he had been said. You thought quoting me in the Old Testament prophet. Like I said, that's the permissive will of God. But Jesus said, but. After he quoted the Old Testament prophet and what they had said on God's behalf, he said, but I say unto you. Boy, it started declaring and declaring what? Not the permissive will of God, but the perfect will of God. Hallelujah. What he was doing, boy, he come in, and then he in one place when his baptism, boy, when the Spirit of the Lord descended down upon him, boy, and in a time when he took Peter, James, and John up on the mountain of transfiguration, and they heard that voice from heaven, boy, they say, this is my beloved son. And know what they said after that? Hear ye him. In time past, God spoke to us through the prophet. That's his permissive will. But in this day and time, he's speaking to us himself through his son. That's his perfect will. Glory to God. What's his perfect will? That it be in our lives here on earth, just like it is in hell. That's his perfect will. What's his permissive will? That, boy, we go through this wilderness experience. And then we come on through this wilderness experience, just like he intended for the children of Israel to come out of Egypt. He delivered them out of Egypt, and he brought them into the wilderness. What did he do in the wilderness? That's where you worship him at. That's where you serve him at. That's where you commune with him at. That's where you have, man, you know, and give him glory and honor and praise and adoration, man, for bringing us out of Egypt, man, and from under the bondage of Pharaoh's, for bringing us out of this. Delivering us out of this world system, man, and delivering us from the bondage of the devil. On out into a barren land, man, where we can, man, begin to honor him, to begin and give him glory and honor and praise. Hallelujah. But don't just stay there. Give him glory and honor and praise for saving us, for delivering us, man. And then, man, learn of him, boy. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. Don't murmur and complain like the children of Israel did, but just be like a sheep. Yeah. Just say yes to every last one of his promises. Just say yes to his word. Just say yes to his will. Just say yes to his way. Instead of butting like goats do, you know, yeah, I know the Bible says, by his stripes I'm healed, but. Yeah, I know the Lord say, boy, he going to forgive us of all our sin and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, but. Yeah, I know the Bible say this and the Bible say that and God say this and God say that, but That's Ghost. Ghost Bud, but she be there to follow. They just say, yeah, yeah. They just come in agreement, man, with the shepherd. They just follow the shepherd, boy. They just follow the shepherd lead. And boy, the shepherd lead their way into the green pastures beside the still water. Hallelujah. For his name's sake. Fair Lord. That's why I think God got to watch over his word, baby. That's his name's sake. That's his reputation. Boy, if he lied, it could be found in a lie that we could never trust him again. Baby, let me tell you something. He got to watch over his word. He got to perform that. Hallelujah. That's why he wants us to know more how he cared about us sometimes. Not only that, boy, we can come on back into his presence, man. And not only that, we can come out of Egypt, man, and in the wilderness and worship him. Not only that, we can come on out of bondage and into our church service and our Bible studies and our seminars and our worship meetings and our program that we put on, but all the way through that, all the way into the literal presence of the Most High God. Why? Because that's where your sovereignty is at. That's where your dominion is at. That's where your power is in. That's where your ability, boy, to fulfill your God-given destiny is in. Where? It's in that place. David said, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He said, you'll be able to say of the Lord that he's your refuge. He's your fortress. He's your God. And in him, you can put all your trust and all your confidence, man, knowing that he cares for you, knowing that he ain't never going to leave you, knowing that he ain't never going to forsake you. Listen to what he say. It say, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's under the protection of Almighty. Boy, if you ain't God's hand, ain't a devil in hell can pluck you up out of there. If you covered in his love, boy, I'm talking about, man, ain't no sin, man. He got no hit, no death, no life, the high principality, power, dominion, might, demons, devil, people. Nothing will ever be able to separate you from the love of God that's in that place. Hallelujah. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I can say of the Lord, he's our refuge and our fortress, our God. And in him we put all our trust. Hallelujah. Surely he will deliver us from all the traps, man, that the devil, that we set for an animal or a bird or something, or the devil has set for us. To keep us in bondage, he will deliver us, man, from all the snares and the trap that the devil set for your life, from all the nauseous pestilence, from all the deadly things that come to steal, kill, and destroy our purpose, our destiny, our life. He will do what, boy? He will deliver us from all the snares of the devil. Hallelujah. He will cover us with his feathers, man. And under his wings shall we trust. His truth, that's his word, will be our shield and our bucklers. We don't have to be in that place. The Bible said, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. Why? Nor for the pestilence which walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. What do you say? You know, in that place, you don't have to be afraid of none of that. For the pestilence that walketh in darkness, for the destruction that wasteth at noonday, even if 1,000 fall at our right hand and 10,000 at 1,000 fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it cannot come near us. But with our eyes shall we behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because we have made the Lord, which is our refuge, even the Most High God, our habitation, our dwelling place, where we cohabitate with, where we tabernacle with. That's the cohabitation. That's the live with, the dwelling place. Because we are dead, then shall no evil befall us, neither shall any plague, no pandemic, none of that, come near our dwelling place. For he shall give his angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. That they'll bear us up, boy, in their hand. Keep us from evil men stumping your toe. Thou shalt tread upon lions and adders and young lions and dragons, and shall trample them under your feet. That gives you power over all the power of your enemy, over principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and wicked spirits in high places. That's all the different rankings of the demon men that follow the devil. That's all his principality. That's all his power. That's all his dominion. That's all his demon co-hosts. That's all his fallen angels, boy, that do his bidding for him. What God say? He will give his angels charge over us, boy. And they will, man, they shall deliver us from all the snares and the devil and from all the plagues and everything else that's in our dwelling place. And they will keep us in all our ways, even though the thief come to steal, kill, and destroy. But in the new covenant, Jesus said, I came that you might have life, and that more abundantly. What? Quality of life. Abundant life. Zoe life. What is Zoe life? I'm not talking about natural life and living like mere men and mere women. I'm talking about living the life that God intended for you and out of you. Life the way he is. Zoe is absolute life. That's the life of God. That's everlasting life. That's eternal life. That's life the way God lives and life the way God originally intended for us to live. How did God originally, how did God live? He ruled and he reigned. How did God create us and intend for us to live? That we might rule and reign too over all our circumstances, over all our situations, over all our symptoms, over all our problems, over all our giants, over all our mountains. He gave us dominion and power over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And all the lions and the antlers and the young lions and the dragons shall we trample under our feet. And because we know this, that's why God said in the book of Malachi, say, my people are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. But boy, the Bible says, and because he has set his love upon us, therefore will he deliver us. And watch this here. And I will set them on high. Why? Because they have known my name. Because they know me. Instead of men walking in darkness or a lack of knowledge or not knowing men, their purpose and their destiny and their reason for their existence, man. But because they came to the knowledge of it and found that out, boy, he said, hey, listen, I'm going to read that to you. That's Psalm 91, verse 14. Because he have set his love upon us, therefore shall he deliver us, and he will give his angels charge over us, and he will set us on high, because we have known his name, because he has revealed to us, boy, his original intent and plan and purpose, because he has revealed to us once again his perfect will for our lives, that it be in our lives here on earth just like it is in heaven. Therefore, when we call upon him, he'll answer. I told you, boy, you think if you call upon him, you think he's going to say no? When we call upon him, he will answer us. And he will be with us in trouble. And he will deliver us and honor us. And with long life will he satisfy us with. What's long life? That's everlasting life. I ain't talking about living, man, 70, 80, 90 years. I'm talking about living forever. With long life will he satisfy us and show us more his salvation. Glory to God. Glory to God. Who is that, boy? That God, man, promise, man, to all of us, to those who dwell in that place. What place is that, Arthur? In the presence of the Most High God. To those who dwell in that place. That's why I say, boy, you can be like the prodigal son. I don't know if you've been worshiping from afar or what you've been doing in your relationship with God, but the invitation, man, every time, boy, that God will summon you to listen to this broadcast, and ain't for you to listen to a radio broadcast or a Bible study or a seminar or a church service that we didn't do or something like that. We come on here live every Sabbath. Hallelujah. I cut it up by my Satan. Not the man, listen, I'm talking about the share with you, boy, the perfect will of God for our lives. Not the permissive wheel. I told you got two wheels. The Bible called the Old Testament and the New Testament. Hey, you're living in the new wheel. You're living in the New Testament. Old things are passed away and all things have become new. What's the New Testament? That you can dwell in the secret place of the Most High God forever. That you can dwell there. That not only can you come there and visit there like on Sundays and church service and Wednesday night Bible studies and prayer meetings. Now, no, I'm talking about come and dwell there. Come and live there. Come and man be more and more conscious that man ain't no, once you come into that place right there, ain't no separation. Ain't no more division. You one with him. And he one with you. Hallelujah. And we all one. And from that place right there, you can do extra. You can be fruitful. You can multiply. You can replenish the earth. You can win in every battle that you fight, boy. You can overcome every devil, every demon, every circumstance, situation, and symptom that come for you to go over. You will overcome, why? Because you are overcomer. What an overcomer? You overcome everything that come for you to go over. Why? Because greater is he that is in us and with us than he that is in the world. Why we overcome? Because we've been delivered out of the kingdom of darkness, out of Satan's rule and Satan's domain and Satan's reign over our lives, over into the kingdom of his dear son. Where you can do all things through his son who will strengthen you. Let me say it in a plain way. Where you can do all things through the word of God that you decree and you declare, boy, all the days of your life. I told you, boy, be not deceived, guard not mocked. Whatsoever man sow, that shall he reap. And boy, Lord, I want us, boy, not only come on into it, come on back into the secret place of the Most High God. Come on back into the ark of safety where we protected from floods and storms and demons and devils and hurricanes and pandemics and all the awesome pestilence, boy. In that ark, I don't care how much it thundered and rain and lightning and everything else, baby, they were protected, honey. Well, because they were in the presence. God was in that ark with them. Their father was in that ark with them. And in his presence right there, can't no evil befall you, baby. And even though it was storming and raining and lightning and thunder, baby, everything was all right. And boy, God is pointing unto us the golden self, that righteous man, telling you that you can come on back into that place. And listen, when you come on back into that place, man, it's like being born again. You don't know how to walk. You don't know how to talk. You don't know how to live in that place. That's why you got to grow up. That's why, man, you got to commune with him. That's why you got to fellowship with him. That's why we have church the way we know it today. It's not God originally intended, plan, and purpose. The Bible says, boy, he give us apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Why? So that we can be retrained. You've been born, conditioned, trained to live according to this old world system that you were born in. Born in sin and Satan into iniquity. Now that you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb and cleansed white as snow and given the invitation, man, to come on back into the presence of the Lord, come on back into the Garden of Eden, come on back into the ark of safety where everything is all right, come on back into the promised land, man, where you can dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. Come on back, man, into the kingdom of hell. Come on back into the Garden of Eden. And boy, live your life from there. And what you got to do now, you got to grow up. Now you got to learn. Now you got to grow and learn the functioning principle, how to live in that place. Because you've been conditioned and trained to live, man, even in your service to God, from the wilderness. When all the time, boy, God desired, perfect will, it's not that you worship him, man, from the wilderness, but just you come all the way, man, behind the veil, all the way into his very presence, and commune with him and worship him from that place. And live your life from that place where all things are possible to those who believe from that place. That's what's going to give us victorious, man, lives when we come on back into the kingdom. When we do like the prodigal son did, and not just get saved. Listen, he was still a son. He was still a son of the king. All he had to do was come on home. Even though he was out there in the wilderness, he was like, listen, God chose us before the foundation of the world, glory to God, that we should be holy and without blame. We were his men before anything was, man. Let me tell you something, boy. He lost his children, and let me tell you something, baby. He come looking for his children 2,000 years ago. And know what, boy, he didn't just come looking for your children. He found his children and redeemed his children from that life of destruction and crowned them with loving kindness and tender mercies, glory to God, so the youth is renewed like the eagle. In other words, they can start all over again. and be reared up and brought up and trained and conditioned, not according to this old world system, man, of darkness and ignorance, man, but, man, be trained up, man, in the kingdom of God, to learn the functioning laws of the kingdom, to learn, boy, how to live kingdom life, to learn, man, how to live the royal life, the peculiar life, that chosen generation, that royal priesthood, how, learn how to live life from the presence of the Most High God, not just from the wilderness, hoping and praying, and trusting, man, you know, and believing God, man. Listen, I'm talking about, boy, a lot of people died in the wilderness. They were saved. But, boy, we are of that Joshua and Caleb generation. Hallelujah. And all those ones who were 20 years and younger that came out of Egypt, what they did, boy, God preserved them, man. Do all them people, man, that come out of Egypt that were 20 years and older, man, all the majority of all them, man, died in the wilderness. But not Joshua and Caleb. And not all those who were 20 years and younger. Baby, God preserved. I told you what the king said going to go. God delivered them out of Egypt to bring them into the promised land. Not to bring to deliver them out into the wilderness where they could die out there. No, his original intent and desire was bringing them out of Egypt, but to take them out of Egypt through the wilderness into the promised land. And in that promised land, they had some giants in there. But baby, let me tell you something. Every battle that David fought, boy, when he was reigning as king, he won. You think it ain't going to be no obstacles? You think the devil ain't coming to rob this word out of your life and stop you from receiving it and grabbing a hold to it and seizing it and placing it in your possession so that you can begin to apply it to your everyday life? That's why I said you got to learn the function and principle. Hey, you got to take this word and you got to receive it. And you got to plan it. And you got to say it. And you got to decree it. And you got to declare it. And you got to continue, man, receiving it. And you got to continue decreeing it. And you got to continue declaring it. How long, Arthur? Forever. That become a way of life. You change your whole way of talking. You change your whole way of thinking. You change your whole perception, your whole way of seeing life, your whole look on life, your whole outlook on life. And you begin your whole way of thinking, and you begin to think, man, the thoughts of God. You begin to think like God thinks. Instead of thinking you can't, you start thinking I can. Instead of thinking, man, you sick, man, you start thinking I'm here. Instead of thinking I don't know how I'm going to make it, and Lord, I'm ready to run by these bills and that and this and this. You start thinking, man, my God supply all my needs. As a man thinking in his heart, so is he. Hey, listen, y'all, our time is up over here for this hour that we come on here. But I promise you something, boy, God is doing something in the earth today. And what he's doing in the earth today is redeeming our life from the destruction that Adam sold us into over 6,000 years ago through his disobedience, redeeming our life from that destruction and restoring back to us his original plan and purpose and destiny for our lives. And this is his original plan and purpose and destiny for our lives. That it be in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. That we live victorious lives, just like Jesus Christ did. Oh, power over all the power of our enemy, our ruling and reigning in life, boy, and helping God by the power of the Holy Ghost reestablish his original intent and desire and purpose for mankind life here on the earth. And this is what that is. So it might be in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. What we got to do now? Now we got to grow up in it and train in it. That's why he gave us apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, until we all come to the fullness of a stature of Christ, till we live just like Christ, talk like Christ, walk like Christ, live like Christ, forever and ever and ever. Where? In heaven, on earth. Listen, God loves us, boy, unconditionally. I love y'all. My wife, Gail, and I, we love y'all with the love of the Lord. My family, my children, man, we just love God, and we just love God's people. And we just want the best for your life, God's greatest for your life. And that's what God put us on this radio broadcast, boy, to come and share with you, to draw you, boy, into a closer walk and into a closer relationship with him. He came to his own first. That's all his children. That's all the saved ones who are wandering around in the wilderness. As many as received him, he gave them power to become the sons of God. Hallelujah. Hey, listen, again, we love you. My time is up. You stay tuned to our radio broadcast, and I pray that it continue to be a tremendous blessing to your life. You can contact us 713-870-3776. We'd be more than happy to send you free copies of our broadcast. That's 713-870-3776. God bless you. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye. Okay.
Pastor Arthur LeVay. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God